we have our report. If anybody else, if anybody's speaking, please do not cut them off. Let them finish. They are going to be limited to 3 minutes. Okay. That's pretty much it. So, all right, minutes from the last meeting.
I move we approve the minutes of the regular meeting of Ronan City Council, February 11th, 2026.
Okay, I got a second. Second, Mark. Okay, any discussion on that?
None?
No discussion? Okay. All in favor of the minutes?
Aye.
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 All right. Pass. All right. Is there any public comment tonight from anybody here that is not on the agenda? Anybody at all? What's that?
What do you mean on the agenda?
Well, there's like we have our agenda items here that gets posted on the doorway. If you are here for something that's not on this list, we give you a few minutes to speak. But so nothing. Okay. All right, moving on. All right. The bills from February 25th, 2026. Everybody got a copy of those?
Mm-hmm. I move we approve the bills as presented.
I'll second.
All right, second. Discussion? Any questions for Dan or Kayleen or...
Everybody that was good? Yep.
Okay. Vote on the bills. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Mr. Templer.
Yes.
Yep, already. Approve application for open container permit and closure of Main Street for St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 2026, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Do you want me to stand over on the phone?
You know what?
Can you stand right here?
Yeah, just stand up right there. We don't got to cross anybody. So go ahead. Any questions for Mr. Templer? He's been here before.
Yep, second time. I think the same as last year. Just to pray. I don't see anything.
We had no problems last year. Any questions for?
Need a motion?
Yeah, we need a motion. Yeah, sorry. Somebody go make a motion here.
I'll make a motion.
All right, got a motion. Second?
I'll second it.
Second. Any more questions for Randy?
As long as the chief's okay, you said. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, easy.
Let me pull on.
No.
You got to vote.
You got to wait for
us to vote. We might vote you down.
Yeah.
Well, I do have something to throw out there for consideration if I can. I heard a story of a citizen that got pretty agitated because there was a parade that took place here in town, and there were some kids involved, and some folks wandered out from some of the bars and different things, and I would say rightfully so, they got agitated because they're not supposed to be out there on the street. But my question would they be agitated still if they had gone up and approached them and found out, what did you get for your permit to have the alcohol outside? Or would it be a factor of, well, no, I'm just upset because the alcohol is out there at all because of the ordinance that we have. And so I talked to Mr. Ben about the ordinance, and he walked me through it a good bit. And there was something in particular that he said that jumped out at me that really needs to come into play here. And he mentioned about the spirit of the law. The why as to why we have that ordinance in the first place. And I would think the reason why we have the ordinance in the first place is because people that are intoxicated have the tendency of being unruly. They have the tendency of being lewd and can in fact be violent. So keep it indoors. So I find it strange that we have that kind of ordinance, and then to turn around and just say, well, if you pay us whatever the fee is, then we can set aside the spirit of the law. So I just wanted to throw that comment out there.
Well,
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to call for the question.
Yeah, please.
No, the question means we get to vote.
Oh, okay. Okay. Any more discussion?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Motion passes.
Now you're free.
Now I'm free?
Yeah. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Thank you.
New business. Chief Jacobson, discuss and vote for approval of funds to replace the Dodge Charger engine. I guess we're going to hear about the Dodge Charger engine.
So, unfortunately, one of the engines set about 70,000+ miles. It recently had a cam issue that has caused damage to the engine, making the engine somewhat inoperable at the time that it, in the condition it's in. So I'm bringing it before the council because obviously there's a couple considerations for repair or replacement, and they both come at a cost. Historically, these engines have this issue. These vehicles were purchased prior to my arrival. I probably would not have purchased them because of a lot of the issues with engines and stuff and the way they operate. Unfortunately, they're V8s. They actually shut off for fuel economy, and they only basically run the four cylinders instead of all eight. That causes issues. Engines were not manufactured prior to do that with combustion. I'll defer to the sergeant here, who has a little bit more mechanical knowledge, and he can walk you through what happened and where we're at.
So essentially, it's the multi-displacement system. So what it does is, when the vehicle's not under load or it's not accelerating, cuts down to four cylinders. The problem with that is you're still getting fuel being fed toward those cylinders. So that's causing oil dilution. It's basically you're not getting enough lubrication in the engine. So these camshafts have been prematurely giving out, best way to put it. This one has just happened to be one of the lifters that operates off the camshaft seized, and it ground the cam down to where it's no longer operational. So there has been a fix for that. Once you replace a motor, you can take out the MDS system, and that requires reprogramming the computer, but it prevents that issue in the future. Or you can just replace the camshaft and the lifters and then just kind of hope it doesn't happen again. The price difference is only about $2,000 to eliminate the issue and get a brand new motor versus just repairing it and then just hoping it doesn't happen again. So that's kind of where we're at.
What year is the car?
That's a 2019.
So it's not that old.
Yeah, about 6 years old, 70,000 miles. The rest of the vehicle's been checked out. Transmission's good. We see getting at least another 100,000 miles out of it. Brakes are good. There's no other issues with the car aside from the motor. Actually checked, so Tribe has been through four or five different motors on theirs. Same thing, camshaft failures. So it's just kind of something that plagues the V8s.
And these are turbo too.
They're not turbo.
Oh, they're not turbo. No. Okay.
Yeah. It's not under warranty any longer, I take it?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, well, that's going to be my question.
The new motor would come with a warranty, 3 years or 100,000 miles.
Okay.
And what's the guesstimate for?
For the replace, just to fix what's there, use the current engine with, again, the no guarantee, is about somewhere around 10 grand for parts, labor, everything, yes. Versus a brand new engine, which is about 2 grand more, 2,500 more. So, it kind of doesn't make a whole lot of sense to go ahead and try, and they have to tear down the engine. Most of it is the labor, is the repair. We have to take work on the existing engine. They're going to have to tear it all apart and put it back together and all that kind of stuff.
And so they might find more damage.
And there may be more damage in their guarantee. Brand new engine, all they got to do is take the old one out, plug and play in the new engine. So there's not as
there much. Some sort of warranty on the new engine?
Yes. Yeah. So there's 3 years or 100,000 miles.
Sorry.
And the transmission should have another 100,000 miles on it that we should get out of it. The vehicle is one of the ones that doesn't have as many dings in it. It's been very well taken care of. It's just the engine just kind of gave out, unfortunately.
Can I ask a dumb question? Why does a cop car even got one? That kind of a mess to start with. Cop cars are made for speed.
That's what the industry.
Why have that junk in?
They only made it for a short time.
They don't even make them anymore.
Where are you getting your quotes from?
Got more than one car with that?
Yes, we've got
the whole.
Yeah, no, not all of them. We've got about three pre-existing. Car Services gave.
Thank you. That they're very good. Okay, yeah, I was hoping you would say that.
Okay. You guys good for sure. I would probably start over.
Do you have the budget? Or are we trying to find it somewhere?
I do believe we have it in the budget. I have to double check for Kayleen, but I think it's in the budget. The only other option would be a full replacement of the vehicle,
which is
looking at probably somewhere
70.
Fit it out, it's probably 60 to 70. Yeah. Or 50 to 60 on the probably lighter end to do a new vehicle, which at this point I don't really feel like this is a vehicle we could get more mileage out of and continue to use for years to come if we replace the engine. So
I'd like to make a motion, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
That we have Chief Jacobson get a new motor. it seems like it's a more common sense way to do it.
I'll second.
Okay, any more discussion on that matter? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. All right, unfinished business. Dan Miller, conditional preliminary approval of Denison Meadows. Discuss and vote to grant conditional preliminary approval of subdivision.
So, I would suggest, I know I'm on the line, I can stand up here too because for me he's hard to hear.
Okay.
Please.
You're easier to hear over there for her.
We really need a motion before we do anything, don't we?
Yeah, do I have a motion on this?
To vote on this.
I'll make a motion that we approve the preliminary decision of the planning board approval.
Okay, so I have a motion to approve
I'll second.
That. I have a second. Okay, discussion. Dan?
Well, so as per our subdivision regulations, the planning board had two meetings of public hearing, and the staff prepared, and this is in your packet, the finding of facts, that's the next step, and this was reviewed to be in compliance with our zoning ordinance, with our planning, our subdivision regulations, and our growth policy. And we found that it met all of those requirements, so the planning board recommends to you to grant preliminary conditional approval.
Okay.
Questions?
I guess I do have one question, Dan. You're saying this is conditional? I'd like to know what conditions we have to follow. Say you can get this done.
Can you just stand, state his name?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Scott Beggs. I'm part of the elder team for Life of the Nations Church, who's requested this subdivision. So I'd like to know what conditions we have to meet. Do we need to do all of the improvements, or are we able to get the subdivision approved without going and doing all the infrastructure improvements? I'm assuming we need to get the DEQ approval, because that they have to approve our plan before you can do a final approval. So we need to actually do the construction and outfield of all of those infrastructure items before we get the approval, so we have my position is if we can get the lots approved, we need funds to do this infrastructure, we would be able to sell a lot to fund that improvement. So I want to know if I can get recorded so I can sell a lot before I have to do all those potential improvements.
Okay. So you're asking about the next steps. First of all, I'll address the conditions. We've added a few conditions that are not in our subdivision regulations. So we're going to ask for an additional 30-foot right-of-way along the northern edge of the property for future. If someone decides to develop to the west, then we would have a half of a street to, you know, forward along that. We blanket put in a provision that you have the right of non-refusal of SID. Let's say that we pass a citywide SID to improve streets in town or storm drains, you don't have the right to vote no. And that lasts for 20 years,
okay,
according to state law. So, the way our subdivision regulations mirror state MCA law. So right now at preliminary approval, those lots will only exist on paper. They don't actually have unable to have title to be sold until final approval. Our subdivision regulations say that the infrastructure needs to be installed.
Okay.
There is a provision in there that you can sell them. You can sell a lot ahead of time, but the money has to go into escrow. I don't know that there's ever, I've never seen anybody do it. I don't know if there's an advantage.
Okay.
It's pretty complicated.
Yeah, I think
I guess I'm just having developers out of time, sir, also. Just been having dealt with developers in other areas before I moved here. Mm-hmm. They would go and get the subdivision, get approved, get all the lots there, so they had lots to sell to then fund putting in the roads, water, and sewer. Mm-hmm. Is my experience elsewhere.
Yeah, that's not how we are set up here, because unfortunately, you know, once we approve it, then we don't have any way of
enforcing that.
Of enforcing it.
So. Okay. I'm just, like I said, I'm basing on what I've seen elsewhere before coming here. And I just wanted to know, what all do we need to do as a leader of that organization so we can get it done, developed, and then start doing the actual physical development, construction, and or sell of lots?
Totally understand. Okay, anyone else have a question?
Final survey has to be done before final approval.
Right.
Because once we do final approval, then they can go to the plat room and get it filed, and then it's all said and done once that's done.
That's
so we want to have the survey, we want to have our other conditions.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I believe the survey's already been done and is out there and approved.
Well, it'll
I'll need a final approval.
It'll end up being, you know, submitted to the examining land surveyor. There are steps to go through before you get it.
Right.
Before
there's
you
no final planning.
Yeah. Not quite yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Questions? Anyone else?
Well, I had a question earlier for Mr. Ben, and it's kind of here in this email that Kayleen handed out, but if he has more explanation, I would appreciate it. As regards to the lawsuit that the Helena Group already has, and then with their involvement help moving forward with the Hope Center that's wanting to come here. Should that cause any concern?
I think he was trying to ask a question, but I don't know.
Yeah, you have to put a question mark at the end. Dan was good enough to give me some of the statutes and other little things that are involved, and bluntly, I'm not, at this point, I haven't read it enough to know exactly. The point of my email was I assumed that each way that you get a subdivision in has certain standards that have to be met, and there's the general standards, which I recited in my email, and then there's the more specific ones, and you guys talked a little bit about that, surveys and that kind of stuff. So right now, I'm not prepared to say, what in addition to that might be required. Because it's pretty clear that the each board has things that they have to look at. Dan mentioned findings of fact. I looked at that. It has specific things that the Board of Adjustment has to find, make findings on, and I think they've done that. And so that's one of the criterion. I think, you know, if I get down to brass tacks, what your question is, really, is the whole ministry's an appropriate use of the land, and I'm not sure on what basis you want to judge that. And the other point of my email was that there are a couple of things that at least I've done my legal career around. What isn't prohibited by the law is allowed. And so in America, if you want to stop somebody, if somebody wants to do something, they're free to do it unless there's a law that says they can't. That's what that maxim means. And if you play with the law for very long, you realize that property law is a huge area, and given a lot of words and energy, resources, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we like to think that people can use their property as they see fit unless there is a reason for not using it in that manner. And so I guess the question becomes, if I'm understanding the question, is Hope Ministries, are they doing something that would cause that something to be an inappropriate use of the land? And so you got two things you got to consider there. Does the law provide the council or the Board of Adjustment with a list of standards that can even take that into account? Or is it something that we can take into account? And I can't answer that question at this point.
But does, you know, an event someplace else, even though the organization, you know, I don't know what the organization, how it's structured and such, but if they're independent organization or entities established for these recovery centers, I don't think you can judge what would happen here based on something that happened someplace else.
And it's all alleged. Nothing's been found.
Yeah. Well, then it's a non-issue as far as I'm concerned.
Agreed.
Yeah, even if it's in a lawsuit, it still hasn't run its
course.
Full course.
But
so.
And,
yeah. Anybody can allege anything in that.
Absolutely they can. That's not finalized. No. But the basic thing is, does that really affect this center versus...
So, I don't have the... I could probably find the statute for you, Ben, 763608. But it's the Montana State... Planning Act sets forth criteria for local government review, stating the basis for governing bodies' decision to approve, conditionally approve, or deny a proposed subdivision is whether the subdivision application, preliminary plat, applicable environmental assessment, public hearing, planning board recommendations, or additional information demonstrates that development of the proposed subdivision meets the requirements of this chapter. And I think we've checked the boxes.
What would fall under additional information?
If somebody said, okay, there's an environmental issue that's...
Or there's
should stop
per chance a lawsuit?
Well, not a lawsuit.
Why?
Because, well...
why doesn't that fall into
the
additional...
A lawsuit does not make them guilty.
Well, it doesn't make them innocent either.
But it's,
yes, it
that's
does.
A,
it's yeah, a, it's
does.
Innocence.
According
it's
to law.
It's a lawsuit.
It's a lawsuit. So why are we ready to just jump on the side of Hope Center and not actually on the people that are making the allegations?
I think we have to be fair how we look at this. I don't think anybody's jumping on the side of Hope Center. I think we're discussing this right now.
Our job is to follow the law, the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of our state, the rules of our county, and the rules of our city, and to represent the people in this town.
Okay.
And if our opinions personally overlap with that and we have no proof, no proof of
any wrongdoings,
there's really no basis that we can go off of.
Go ahead, Julie.
We kind of went through this when the Kratom store popped up overnight. You guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Some of you were on council, some of you weren't. And we weren't excited to have it here, but we went through everything we could and could not do, and it's not against the law. There's nothing we can do. We have to follow the Constitution. We have to follow the law. Can't like everything for everybody, but if a guy wants to do something on his property, like Larry says, and it's not breaking the law, there's nothing you can do.
Right.
About traffic on 7th Street.
We're not breaking the law.
Can you state your name, please?
Monty Spencer.
Monty Spencer.
I live on 7th and Rondeau for Cleveland. Traffic-wise, what's it going to do?
Not break the law. not break the law.
It will certainly people increase your traffic flow. But I'll think where my house is. Should I have objected to Les Schwab going in there? Because every guy that gets his truck tires changed drives across in front of my house and breaks the driveway up, breaks the road up. The road's going to get expanded, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah, eventually. We're
working on that. I mean, yeah. That's what the plan is.
That's
the
road will get expanded.
Is that road even in city property yet?
It is.
It's been considered an alley years ago.
No.
It was never considered a city road.
Yes. May I speak? It was platted in 1911 as a 30-foot street.
One fact, it's the worst maintained road in the city of Ronan.
Yeah. Sure.
People lived there, it was better shape. When important people move away, drive down it tomorrow.
I walked down it today. It's in tough shape.
Yeah.
And it's because at this time of year, it's too wet to grade.
I'm Betty Spencer, when it's graded, within a week or two,
it
really isn't fixed. It's
so
just abandoned.
One of the things that we're working on, okay, we passed a resolution in January, was it, Ann? Mm-hmm. We're trying to get the irrigation ditch covered, okay, piped and covered underground, mm-hmm. okay? If that happens, we're going to push that road over, okay? If that irrigation ditch isn't leaking, then that water should not be on that road, make it not so much so
it'll
wet.
Stop pumping okay? water from
so
the
we
ditch.
Hope we can fix it, because I just drove down it last night, I promise, okay? I got a friend that lives on that road, and it's horrible. You know, it's a horrible road. So we know about it, and I promise you we're trying to figure out something, but it's hard when it's wet all the time. I mean, you guys drive down it every day. It's wet all the time. So it's...
And I don't really think it's important... people that get better roads. Well, no, listen.
That's your opinion.
Well, I know that's my opinion, but I've lived here almost 50 years. And
well,
I've
lived here 30.
Okay. Well,
same
I've lived
place.
I've lived in the same place almost 50 years. Next year will be 50 years. And my road looked like 7th. I live on the corner of 6th. And we had to have new water, new sewer, and that tore it all up again, and it was a mess, blah, 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 blah. And we ended up voting for an SID, and we paid to have the people in those two blocks paid. And there was Seventh did it at the same time. This is not a rich city. Sometimes that, I mean, if they're going to fix your road for you and make it better, that's a good thing. We had to pay for our road to not look like Seventh. And I walked down it today. I saw Brandon when I was walking. And you've got some nice potholes.
Audie and Kelly, I've just spent $500 to have my car repaired from hitting a chuck hole there by where we live. So,
we should put the street on the agenda.
We should put the street on the agenda.
That street needs to be fixed. If you're going to have a lot
topic.
More traffic, then you've got to fix it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Betty Spencer, and my question is, you're going to approve this facility no matter what we say out here, but I think the people who are going to put it in need to be held to a very high standard, because you're taking people in that are going to be in rehab, alcoholics, drug abuse. And I can tell you right now, I've been around a lot of drug and alcohol abuse, family members, friends. And if they don't have medical facility or have some medical there, these people, in are they going to just, you're going to do this just, what is it, just cut it off right away with no medical help to bring you down off of these drugs?
We aren't in charge of how they do things at the Hope mm-hmm. Center. But if anything becomes illegal, we have a police force that we will send that way.
Yeah, well.
And then they can deal with it with the state of Montana and so on and so forth. They have to have their own regulations and guidelines. We are not the police for what happens.
No, I know you're not
on
but
that
I mean,
property.
I'm just saying that they need to have, from my understanding, they need to have a better plan for helping these people.
I think they have 52 locations
in the U.S.
I don't care where they're at. This is Roland, and I've been around families
okay.
who have lost.
We all have
members.
Now. We all have.
cold turkey.
That's why we
need this. They died from it because nobody was there.
Right.
You can't do this cold turkey. Most people can't.
Right.
So my concern is what's going to happen to these people that are supposed to be being helped.
They will hopefully get some help.
You know, and the thing of it is, if they don't have, are they going to have that Narcan or whatever it is on site in case somebody needs it? My nephew died because nobody would administer it to him on a drug overdose.
I'm sorry for your loss.
And they just let him die. If they don't have that at this facility, somebody's going to die.
Well, Narcan is free. Go to Tribal Health Pharmacy, and they'll give you as much as you want.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have a plan. I don't know if it's a, you know, a detox center.
We need to know
it's a plant, and
we don't.
You know, they don't just let people come in off the street.
We're just going to let them put it in there with no set plans from them for you.
No supervision. The problem you have is you have to show a statute that requires them to do that. And there isn't a statute that does that. And so you have treatment programs of every size, shape, and being, and the regulation of them is not what you're saying it needs to be. That's a legislative thing at the state level. It's not something that the city of Ronan is in charge of. So what I'm saying is this, basically. Unless you can point to a law that they're violating by not having medical staff or cold turkeying it or whatever it is that you think they're doing incorrectly, and that's the problem. I'm not aware of what, there may be one. I'm not aware of it, but
there's not.
They're not violating the law in doing that. So when we're denying them the ability to use their property as they want to, we have to have a basis. It can't be arbitrary and capricious. And it's arbitrary and capricious if we're doing it based upon, well, we're afraid this is going to happen.
Well, my concern is there's people that are going to be in there trying to get help. My concern is for those people.
Yeah.
There are people that would argue the Department of Corrections, which has several programs, doesn't do a good job. There are people that Royal Life is not very good. There are at least 10 various programs that Lake County uses in these circumstances. The problem with picking and choosing amongst them is simply that. The way that they're regulated, the way that you can tell them apart, has not been spoken to by the state. And that's the level at which it needs to be spoken to. The state is in the position of determining what the bare bones minimum of a treatment center should be. So Ronan is not, and you can't usurp, probably the word, the state's power to do that, to legislate and regulate that. And it's unfortunate as all get out. Fentanyl has, for those of you who don't know me, I'm a deputy county attorney. Heroin, meth, none of those drugs cause the kinds of death, the numbers we're seeing. We have a meeting at the county attorney's office every Tuesday, and it's pretty clear to go more than a month or two without talking about somebody that has died from a meth overdose. So, yeah, this is a crisis. And so we need to do something, but what is the question? And to sit and say that the City Council of Ronan is going to solve how people get treated is a little bit above their expertise to be blunt.
And pay grade.
Can I say something? In our book of what we can and cannot do, voting is a council member's governing power. Upon reflection, a prudent council / commission member will realize that the only governing power he or she possesses is the power to vote on issues before the commission. A vote for or against is a measure, is the extent of an individual member's governing power. We can't do anything but vote on what's legal and illegal. We don't have any other powers.
And Ben, I mean, the county has an issue even with the guys that are in lockup because you no longer have the mental health facility down the road to take them to. You got to keep going all the way to the ER. You can't put them in there for treatment.
And they throw them out of the ER.
Yeah, so I mean, it's something I'd love to solve right here in Ronan for the everybody, but it's not something I think we can solve. It's something that our legislators certainly ought to step up and do something about. And we're going to get a whole new shot at doing that in about 8 months.
All right.
I guess to finish what I was saying just real quickly, if you can articulate something that they're doing that is breaking the law, you make it real easy for the council.
So would it be possible to delay in some kind of form until different investigations can be done? Because there have been reports that have been made into SNAP. I personally, before becoming a city council person, went to the office in Polson, talked to the lady there. She talked to her supervisor about the allegations that were made in the Montana Free Press. Also, it was also shared in the Lake County Leader. So it's made the rounds. And she informed me, based upon what she talked to her supervisor about, that if the allegations are true as to what they're doing with the fraud or with the SNAP, it would be considered fraud.
Allegations.
If
but again,
they're true.
And that was answered in there.
No, it was not. She did not answer. She said within the last 2 years they've been doing something. I'm curious as to what they were doing before that.
She said part of their... Chad, tell me I'm right. That part of it is that they have to learn to shop and cook and eat together, so they aren't using SNAP. That's what I read when I read the answer, because I read your questions and I read her answers.
And I read the article in the Free Press, which is the same article that was on the Helena TV station and the Helena newspaper and repeated in the local paper here. And
so
the feds have been told about it. They chose not to do anything.
Well, no, they're looking. They contacted me, and I believe they contacted others, saying that we're getting these reports. We're going to look into it.
The report from the Free Press was over 2 years ago. I mean, it was almost.
Is there anything
three.
In that book about past allegations?
No, there's. Right. I mean, okay. Allegations is not. I mean, if. And there again. Chad's going to tell us that we don't do that. We have no proof. We can't reasonably deny. It comes back to arbitrary and capricious, like Ben said. Now, if somebody has proof of it down the road,
right.
Then the proper law enforcement people will have to deal with it. And that's a different problem. It's not a problem for Ronan City Council. It's a problem for the state of Montana and the feds. So, I mean, it's not something I considered it. I'm not holding it against my decision.
Okay, Mr. Beggs, you've been standing up there. You got 3 minutes. Go ahead.
I will take my 3 minutes. I do appreciate all this discussion you've had on treatment and drug problems in Lake County. However, I want to point out to the mayor and the council, the issue before you is not Hope Center. The issue before you is the approval of a 5-lot subdivision. That's what you're reviewing and
most
discussing.
Most of us
not
are aware.
That there. So, like I said, we digressed into a rabbit hole. It was a well worthwhile discussion, and I appreciate it. But I want to remind us, what the purpose of what this is about is not Hope Center. The purpose is to approve our 5-lot subdivision that we've requested.
Correct. All right, thank you. Okay, any other discussion here?
Me up there.
Well, you can sit there long to talk long.
You've never seen me at one before. 50s and 60s, the government went through something similar to this.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you state your name again? I'm sorry.
Huh?
Can you state your name for me again?
Monty Spencer.
Thank you.
Got job corps all over the country. What was the job corps for? Kids that had drug and alcohol abuses. The government had enough spark to put them 5 miles out of town. Case closed.
That's because it was tribal land over there, so available for it. It wasn't due to any of the government's decisions. I was involved in that, working for the tribe, so I know. So.
You're still 5 miles out of town, though.
Well, but it, that's because the land was available. Trust land.
You want this in your backyard?
Well, it's just outside of my backyard. Well, I live on the second avenue that has never been approved. I've lived there for, in that location, 38 years. I've lived here in town for over 50, 55 years. And I've seen how the value and the cost of doing things publicly has grown tremendously over, you know, even the last 10 years. So the cost of doing a lot of this is going to get more and more expensive. The only way we're going to do that is raise the tax base. This subdivision will do that. It'll allow us to have a greater tax base in these lots. So, you know, bottom line, you know, yes, it would be great to have a lot of space, but, you know, when you're building public facilities, you got to concentrate them in existing facility areas. And that's...
And there are 4 out of the 6 council members that live on this side of town. And I guess a question becomes, and I know Scott's right, we're supposed to be doing this on the subdivision, but we have an urgent problem. We have a crisis. We heard from the lawyer. You've heard from the chief of police before. We have a problem. Somebody needs to do something. Is Chad's Hope Center a silver bullet? God, I hope so. But it's not going to fix everything for everybody, but it's something, somebody doing something. If you want something 5 miles out of town, 10 miles out of town, who's going to foot that bill? Who's going to put the energy into it? Here's somebody at least attempting to help a problem.
Can I speak?
Yes, state your name, please.
Jody Hooker. I own Bunkhouse of Ronan. I'm right behind Town Pump, right in the middle of town. And I have helped hundreds of people so far in my almost 8 years now that come and live at my place month to month. They have to get their self together. Some of them coming straight out of prison. Some of them drug court. I have not had any problems in the beginning. Had to learn how to do it. But these people are doing good. And the fact that you're saying, look, these people are just bad people because they're alcoholics and maybe have had some problems with drugs is wrong. Everybody needs a chance. And I find it offensive. Larry lives right
here. Yeah, I was just going to say.
You know?
And I've seen how they've actually improved our neighborhood. It's amazing.
Thank you. That's all I have to say.
Okay, any more discussion on this? Okay. All right, I'm going for a vote. All in favor? Where are we at? Are we on Mark?
Aye.
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 All opposed?
Aye. I lost track.
The motion passes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're moving on to unfinished business number 2. I'm going to throw the offer out there. If anybody doesn't want to stick around for these last few items, you don't have to, but you're more than welcome to, okay? I'm just letting you know. All right. Unfinished business number 2. Carl Sutton. Is he here, Dan? Or is
he actually, he had a bout of the flu. And he continued to then 20.
Okay, so number 2 and number 3 both?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, that makes that easy. All right, number five. Approve reappointments of Ray Ellsworth and Robert McRae to the Board of Adjustments for a term of 2 years, March 1st, 2026, to February
28th, 2028. I'll make that motion. That we approve.
All right, got a motion? I got a second?
Yeah. They okay with this, both of them?
You know,
I spoke to both of them.
You pop her up.
Since when did we ask them if they were okay with it?
We always do. We shouldn't, but
I don't
we do.
Think we should ask them.
Put them on there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Motion passes. Agenda item number six. Approve reappointment of Carl Caphammer, Marilyn Tanner, and Raquel Davis to the Planning Board for a term of 2 years, March 1st, 2026 to February 28, 2028.
I move we reappoint Carl Caphammer, Marilyn Tanner, and Raquel Davis to the Planning Board for the term of 2 years, March 1st. February 28th, 2028.
All right. All a second.
I got a second.
Are they okay with it?
And I did speak to all of them, and they are good with that.
Okay. Okay. No discussion on that needed, I'm sure. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Congratulations to them. They got it. So, agenda item number seven. Me and Kayleen sat down and talked about this yesterday or Monday morning, and this was more of a personnel issue than a city council issue. So that's being struck from our agenda. We're working on it. We resolved it. They didn't need to be here. So that's where that
well,
is.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, hey. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Council comment.
I would just like to say quickly, thank you, Mr. Mayor, council, men and women for being here, everybody in the audience. To hone in again on Mr. Ben's response, and I appreciate the email that he sent, and focus on purpose and interpretation. This chapter has been made for the purpose of promoting the health, safety, and morals and general welfare of the citizens of Ronan. As I've been going through my training, that word morals has been popping up different times throughout the handbook, and as I go deeper into political realm and political work, a quote that has helped to kind of keep me focused and grounded is something that James Madison said, one of our founding fathers and the second president, is that our Constitution was written to govern over a moral and religious people. And if we're not going to be that, then the Constitution is not going to operate appropriately.
Can I stop really quick?
Yes, you can.
You're not accusing us of being unmoral,
no,
are you?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure because I wouldn't like that. So. Okay, go ahead.
So as to the response as our hands being tied in regards to what we're able to do, then there needs to be the consideration of, as was mentioned by Lindsay, the voters. So I went up and down 7th. For sure, knocked doors to try to get people's voice on the matter. They are fine with the recovery center, they just don't want it back over there. And if we're supposed to listen to our base, and that's part of the fidelity requirement that we have, then I would make a plea to hone in more on that moral obligation and not just, well, here's the law. Because even Mr. Ben, in discussing the open container, he mentioned the spirit of the law. So that's what I would like to say. Thank you.
All right.
I would like to comment on that. Speaking of morals, I took some transcripts from one of your broadcasts. And there are a few things, but some of the ones that really stuck out that you said were, anyways, I'm now of the persuasion that I don't think that we really need to waste our time in building a bigger jail. We have a president that's blowing boats up. Yeah, we just don't need to start. We just need to start cooking some fools. Yeah, don't even waste time with the jail. Don't even waste time running them out of town. Line them up, put them down. They are a huge problem. They don't care one bit about the people in our society. All they care about is making money. Another one out of your mouth. As Christians, our job is to help people meet God, and some people need to meet him a lot quicker than others. We need to start getting more severe and more heavy-handed with these people that are just flat, just plain evil. There are a few other things in there that I have highlighted, but just wanted to point that out.
Okay.
No one? Reply?
No.
No.
No. No. I don't want to reply to that.
I have a question for Dan. How come the bathrooms in the park are boarded up?
So, since I've been Public Works Director, this is going on 14, 15 years. Before that, previously, they were boarded up by the person who managed it because they didn't want to clean the bathrooms. We found that if you lock the bathrooms up at night, they're open all summer that we don't have. We still have some vandalism problems, but not as much. So currently there's no heat in there, so when freezing weather hits, we lock them up for the winter. They'll be open again here starting in April.
Okay,
so they're not boarded up.
And Chief, I also wanted to say thank you to your crew for such a good job in the park. I know Carl was cleaning it, and just the difference is made because he's made more patrols. And I also was, Carl and I'll go down in the evenings and he locks the bathrooms up, and there's just tons of people in the park, kids fishing, kids on bikes, families down there. And one night we went down and it was dark, and he says he has the authority to drive down to the bathrooms to lock them up. He has the authority, yeah. But the Ronan officer that was driving by, he hits his brakes, he backs up, and he drove right down and wanted to know who we were and why we were there. So, yeah.
You do look suspicious.
I know. Right. Thank you, Ben.
It's that guy you hang out with.
I know, it's what I said. That's what I get for listening to him. Thank you, guys.
Larry?
I don't have much or anything to really to say. I think we do need to look at our foundational constitution. The separation of church and state is an absolute.
No, sir.
Well, I guess we can beg to be different, but that's my opinion, and it's been found in, you know, in courts and everything else. So, and I've listened to some of that podcast, and it really bothered me. And to the point that I'm going to be watching, because things that are not part of our legal structure, constitutional, I'll be calling it out. That's my comments.
Julie?
I wasn't going to say anything about it, but I will say this, that I was very bothered also when I heard calling for people to meet their maker sooner because they weren't worth it.
What I said, that they weren't worth it?
No, that was no. That's not a direct quote. Lindsay read the direct quote. I was deeply disturbed by it. The other thing is, there's been tagging in the park. We got brand new paint on the bridge and on the path and on the rock and on the pavilion and
on a tree.
Yeah. There's tree. And it's changed because I walk in the park every day, and we had tagging on Monday. We had tagging yesterday. So I guess if you happen to be driving by the park and you see something fishy, call these guys. You know, because they're having to either use a flashlight at night, or they're really got good eyes, or they're doing it in the daylight because they're everywhere right now. And our park is a real big asset to this town, and it just looks terrible when somebody decides they're going to spray. And the can of spray paint's the red one still sitting down in the water, floating around.
Print it.
That's all I got. Yeah,
and litter.
Print it. Yeah, so I said the chief doesn't have anything else to do except get some DNA and fingerprints off that can, huh, chief? I told Dan that.
Mark, what do you have for us?
Actually, I think I've been a part of lots of public meetings, and ones that were, believe it or not, more contentious than this one. And I thought this one was a good one, and I commend everybody, including the Spencers, who don't show up very often.
Can I make a comment? The last comment that I'll make is, I didn't make it clear where my interest was in this facility. My interest was in the people that were going to be in the facility.
Yeah, you did make that clear, and I like
that. Clear that. That's where my concern is. My concern is for their health and their recovery.
Yep.
That's where we're coming.
I think speaking to the Hope Center would be a good idea to make sure that they see those rules.
That they make sure that they've got that they've got stuff there to take care of the people that they're supposed to be helping. That's where we're coming from.
Yeah, and I did catch that and understood that and thought that was
sometimes I don't make things quite clear. So
you were clear. And I think that's all of our hope is
I've
that
seen
people
too much
who
drug
are
and alcohol people
who are hurting are
supposed to
being
cured and they're hurt worse when, before they went in and when they come out.
Sure.
So my concern is the people that are coming in need help. Yes, and we help people, but how do you help them? Help them the proper way.
Right. Yeah. And there's, my daughter is a school counselor, and there are a plethora of ways to help people and opinions on which one's the right one. And
individually, you have to take each person individually and see where they're coming from, what they've been through and what they want.
And that's
they have to want you to help them. Otherwise, it's going to fail.
And that's what I've and what I read
up
and looked at in relation to the Hope Center is that that's kind of the, what they do is the one-on-one. I mean, and they do help the people. Granted, they don't have 100%, you know, graduation, but
I just want to make sure that they take care of the people.
And
so do we. We want to make sure
too. I mean, and it's nice that, you know, they're only a couple blocks from the hospital if need be, but hopefully that's, you know, when they're there, they're not supposed to have any drugs. So hopefully,
well, you know, that's not going to happen.
I know. But anyway, I just thought everybody
in prison, so you know what it's.
I just think
see, that's my
everybody
biggest
did
problem
a good job.
Is the people that they're going to try to help. Do it the right way. Mm-hmm. So if these people, you'll have a good success rate with these people coming out, and then they've been helped the proper way. Make sure that they've got, I don't know whether what they're going to do, but make sure that they've got some kind of a medical plan, you know. Security, you know, to try to keep people from struggling drugs in. So that's where my concern is. I've seen too many family members on drug and alcohol who didn't get the help they needed. And so that's my concern.
Yep.
Okay. I'll shut up.
Where are we at over here? I'm sorry.
Mark's still going. It's okay. Keep going.
I mean, that's all I had was that I thought it was. You did a good job of running the meeting, Mr. Mayor, and I think it all went as smooth as smoother than some I've been in.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else, Lindsay? Or
no, I just want to say the type of analytical person I am is I like to see all sides. I read all the things that you brought forward. I watched your videos. I also talked to Dan a lot because he explains the law. I talked to the chief because he explains his experiences in this town. I occasionally talk to Ben for the law as well. I ask a lot of questions and I try to see every side before making a decision, but ultimately it is the law that guides what we do. We are politicians, which is weird to say, but we are.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. And I like doing this job. This is just the beginning of my second term, and I care about Ronan, and I like this job, and sometimes it's not easy, and sometimes it is, and this one wasn't easy. I wish that this place could be farther away from town, but because of what the law states, we can't force them out. So that's where I am with it. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Gwen, you have anything?
I just wanted to ask the council members, since it's the second time you guys have used this, if you have, like...
That's great.
That's fine.
Okay, no issues. Perfect. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay.
Except Carl catches me coming out of the shower every time he rings my doorbell.
Kayleen, did you disappear? Did you have anything for Savani? No?
Who's at the door?
All right, moving along to Dan Miller.
Well, I thank you guys for your consideration of this. The planning board did put a lot of thought into this. They considered a lot of things. Planning staff, which is me, did a lot of work making sure that this complies with the regulations as they are laid out in our ordinances and regulations. Next week, we'll take our first step in getting our treatment plant back up and running. We have a fourth scheduled with a guy that's very knowledgeable, and we'll make sure everything is on the up and up. I'm sure we'll have a punch list of little things we have to do, but we've done a lot of work up there getting it ready, and I think we'll have it back up and running soon.
Good. All right, Mr. Police Chief.
Just to say on the park, yeah, we did see the sergeant actually rode around this morning and actually did see the graffiti. Unfortunately, we didn't catch it yesterday. We caught it today, and we have done a report, took pictures and everything, and worked with the city crew to get it removed, because if you have it up anyway, not that you want to see it, but if you continue to have it up, people like to think that's kind of the broken windows theory. If anybody knows what that is, if you looks like nobody cares and doesn't take anything down, the criminals think we can just keep doing criminal activity. So we're working on getting, like I said, with the city crew, they're aware, and they're trying to get that taken down. And so, you know, like you guys were discussing about seeing some of the things you mentioned, Julie. As long as you give us a good reason to stop them, we can't enhance privacy laws here in Montana. We have to have reason to stop them, like a suspicious, like the time, obviously, like an ordinance thing we can do if it's past a certain hour of the day and it's dark and, you know, the park's closed and by ordinance, and that's a good reason to stop them during the day. We have to have a little bit more, obviously, of a reason, but if they look like suspicious activity, they're carrying around, again, a spray paint can in the park, and we've had spray painting, well, that's probably a legitimate reason for calling the police, and we can stop them for that reason, because we've had a crime that occurred recently. So, yeah, I encourage anybody, you know, obviously citizens and everybody, you know, call if you do see something suspicious so we can get somebody out and take a look at what's going on, which that's really good. The only other thing, guys, just the hiring, still looking to try right now. Got a couple ads out there for somebody lateral. Officer Hester there, who's going to be going to the academy or coming up end of April, is the earliest, unfortunately, we can get him in. So he's still has got to go through training, so I'm looking for somebody who's already, been through post certified and has got experience. Went through it the last time trying to find somebody, so it was difficult then. It's going to be difficult again, but we're willing to keep in the fight. So to get somebody here that can be a good member of the department and of the community, so we're still looking. So stay patient. That's all.
That's good. Ben?
I got one observation that I probably, well, two. First of all, this council cooperates well, and I think that's a strength. And so anything that puts that in jeopardy would be a bad thing. I think the fact that we can say what we think is a wonderful thing. Secondly, as far as drugs and such goes, it's naive to believe that it's going to be solved by somebody else. It's all of our jobs, because like you, I have family to do something about it. And to know what the right thing to do is maybe you're going to screw it up, but you know you're going to screw it up if you don't do anything. That's all.
Okay. So, things on my list here. Me and the Polson mayor had a conversation last week. And I've never met her like face-to-face, you know, but she's brand new as a mayor, was a city council woman, you know, for Mitt Polson. And I said, you know, when I did one of my interviews, she told Jeff Smith that, she goes, you always interview Polson before Rodan. And I said, oh, that's how she wants to be, huh? So I was talking to Laura, and I said, you know, Laura, I said, I want to do something for our community. And we're talking about doing this homecoming week, and I want everybody here to be on board, okay? We want to do a food drive. for our bread basket, and they're, is it called loaves?
Fishes and loaves.
Fishes and loaves up there. So I want you guys to hold me to this. Laura's like, okay, this is something I'm all about. This is something I'm about too. Okay.
Awesome.
You know, the bread basket, Larry works there, volunteers there, I should say. The need's very great right now. They never have enough for what. So I want to do a Polson versus Ronan. I was going to even talk to the school during the homecoming game. It's supposed to be in Ronan this year. If we couldn't, like, you know, do something at halftime just to talk about how much we brought in, you know, for our communities, you know what I mean? I want it to be a good thing, you know. Our fight's on the field, that's it, you know what I mean? Our fight's during the game, that's it.
Get the spud growers on our side.
Yeah. They're heavy.
Yeah. Bring in some potatoes, okay?
Semis.
You know, another thing, so that's something, it's in the works, okay? Me and Laura talk. I'm going to see her next week. I'm going to be gone at Mayor School next week for a few days.
Nice.
So if you drive by my house,
finally, I'm just kidding.
It's being robbed. No, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Call these guys, okay?
Okay.
Unless it's your brother.
Yeah, that's my brother. He knows how to get in. So anyway, you know, in the last week and a half, I've primarily met with all of our department heads. You know, Kayleen, Dan, Rob. You know, police chief, and you know, they're doing a great job. You guys, they're doing a great job. You know what I mean? We're lucky to have, we got a great city crew, we got good cops, the office staff, they're doing a great job, you know, for the budget that we run on, we're lucky to have who we have, so I just want you guys to know, I appreciate what you're doing, you know what I mean, born and raised in Ronan, you know, I'm a Quorum, I don't know if everybody, you know, some of you might know the Quorum, some of you might not, but I love this town, okay, and or actually, I love this city, sorry, and one of the things, you know, about me, Mark was my neighbor for a while, he kind of knows this, is I live my life, right? I live my life a certain way. You know, there's how many bars on Main Street? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or whatever, the brewery, you know? And I personally don't attend them, you know what I mean? But the state of Montana allows them to be there through the liquor license, you know what I mean? That's done through the state of Montana. I don't really have a say over that. So I don't support them, but doesn't mean that they shouldn't be there, right? Okay? You know, that's just kind of how I live my life. I don't smoke, but if I wanted to, I could go buy a pack of cigarettes, right? Because I'm over the age of 21, you know what I mean? But I think you're trying to get what point I'm trying to make is, you know, I just, you know, not everybody, you know, has to go to the bar, you know what I mean? It's not something I would do personally, so. But if somebody else wants to do that, that's fine with them, okay? And the last thing I wanted to bring up is, I've been down here quite a bit in the mornings. Is it okay if I bring up the Zinke Project, Dan?
Sure.
Okay. I met with part of Ryan Zinke's staff. I think it's H-O-W-K-E. Steve Houke?
H-O-W-K-E.
I'm not sure how he pronounced it because he always calls himself Steve. But
probably Houke.
Houke, okay. Me and Dan are... Zen, our grant writer, are working on a project right now for our sewer plant.
Awesome.
Yeah, we pretty much, we're working on the letters of support right now. We pretty much got the application filled out. We're going to ask for $5 million.
Cool.
And Steve, of course, he can't promise us anything because it's political stuff, right? But he said that he's going to push really hard to get that awarded to the city of Ronan.
For what?
Well, to upgrade our sewer system.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Come November.
So,
good.
October, one of the things that's going to happen, hopefully I'm not going to get in trouble for saying this, Dan, but we met with our city engineer last Friday morning, and Zen was here, and Kaylee, and me, and Dan, and the sewer rate in Ronan is going to have to go up just a little bit, okay? I see how you're looking at me. It's just going to have to go up a little bit. We don't want to give anybody a heart attack, okay? But I'll just tell you right now, and I could... I don't have it on me, but I could show you the stats. In the state of Montana, we are low. Yes. Okay. I went to college in Idaho, Idaho State University. My wife worked on the reservation down there. If you guys don't know, she's a doctor, works for the tribe right now. So she had to do an IHS obligation, so I graduated college in Idaho. But when I was there, I was paying $120 a month. So we're relatively cheap in Ronan, so just please appreciate that. There's places paying a lot more than what we're paying
Polson
here.
To get,
yeah, and I don't know what Polson is.
Oh, Polson went through the roof because they didn't.
Yeah.
Their
failure to plan them. Led to failure.
Okay.
I mean, they blew their plan up and then had to come up with
okay.
No money set aside. And yeah, and I've been through that same engineering exercise of setting the rates, and yeah, you don't. It's not to make a profit. It's to cover the costs and build a little holdback so that, you know, when something breaks, you can afford to fix it.
And some of the grant, you know, we're trying to. We need about $10 million. City of Ronan needs about $10 million. Okay, that's a lot of money. Okay. And one of the things that we have to do is we have to show some of these grants that we're trying to get that we're trying to do something to help bring in a little bit more. So we didn't want to give anybody a heart attack, you know what I mean, by any means, but we have to raise it probably a little bit. I'm not sure when, Dan. I don't think we've come up with the time yet, but it's in the near future, you know what I mean? But like I promise, nobody's going
to. It needs to be done because the wastewater side of it, just Catering has pointed out numerous times, it's not.
It's not. It's running in the red.
It's running in the red.
Yeah.
No. So if you want your bill to go down, use less water.
Yeah. So anyway.
That's how it's rated, but water use.
Appreciate everybody for being here tonight. Okay. Appreciate you guys showing up. With that, motion to. Oh, did you have something?
I have one question. You just made me think of it. The CIP, capital improvement plan.
Oh, we're working on updating it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Process. I just thought some of these people might like to know that we. We are being proactive and looking to the future.
We've secured a bit over $1 million of grant from the state already, but it's a big picture and it involves multiple funding, and this $5 million would actually help us to raise rates less.
That's our goal, is to have, you know, a minimal effect on the water bills.
Our goal is to try not to raise them at all, but we will have to.
And if we don't get, you know, anything, I guess we'll have to cross that bridge to get there. Right. But, so, okay. That's all I have. Motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn this lovely meeting.
We got a second? Right.
Second.
All right. All in favor to adjourn?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Any opposed or? Sorry. It passed.
Funny guy.
So, Lindsay, I would like to ask the same question that the mayor asked. Are you what you're trying to bring out from my sermon? Or actually, I'm talking about this. I would like for it to be on the record.
No.
The meeting's adjourned.
The meeting's adjourned.
Okay, I'll get my own recorder. We can talk.